right, guys. Hope you've all been well. Everything's open. It's me and it's Daniel. That's it. Hello.
What kind of intro is that, please?
That's an amazing intro. What do you mean? Like, I hope everyone's all right. They've been good. Everything's open. It's obviously. It's been me the whole time.
It's been me the whole time, isn't it?
And it's you. It's the TVH podcast, of course.
Yo, that's good, people.
Yeah, we're just, you know.
We're just out here still.
I know.
Hey, we've actually done 2 months in a row, though.
Pardon?
We've done 2 months in a row.
Have we? Episodes. 2 months of what? Oh, is it?
I mean, did episode last month.
Our track record was a bit... Yeah, we have
it's
to...
It's
a beast. Yeah, we need to do so much better.
Honestly, it's actually so bad.
So much better. Like,
how can two episodes in a row be an achievement? No, we need to sort our lives out, bro.
It's actually... You would have thought it would have been easier, but I just feel like it wasn't. It just really wasn't.
It's actually harder to do this way than it is at the studio.
Yeah, I know, and I just like the studio. The Zoom thing is long, like,
yeah,
I think everyone feel. Everyone who's done podcasts like feel like that. Like, it's just the Zoom live chat, whatever this is, it's not it.
Yeah.
It doesn't slap the same. Yeah, but everything is open now. We are back to new normal. Old normal.
If you want
to
call it that. New normal, old normal.
It's the old normal, man. Everything's the same. Mm. Just you got to sometimes queue to get into a shop, which is...
Sometimes. All times. Do you know how shit that is?
Nah, I know, but, like, I'm only coming back kind of late, so, like, normally there's not too... But, like, I was out earlier, and, of course, there was a queue at Tesco and, like, everywhere else, so, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. I haven't been loving that the whole time. So yeah, that's still there. But other than that, everything's pretty much the same. Traffic is the same. Everything is like the same.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? Mm. So this is a slight, it literally just came to me. Like,
yeah,
have you found music has been? Of course, it's different because lockdown. But
yeah,
in
yeah.
general, have you found like music releases, video work? Have you found that it's different now that we're in lockdown?
We were in lockdown, not really. I think like maybe people who were gonna release things didn't release them just because of like everything that was going on, and maybe they kind of knew, because I remember kind of at the beginning there was like a stat that came out that kind of said like music consumption was down and like podcast listening and stuff was actually like up,
which doesn't shock me. But that's what I mean. That's like, I felt like I don't quite know why, but I felt like the consumption of music has been very, very different.
Yeah, of like, course, because people are in the house, different. You know, like, a lot of people, a lot more people, of course, listen to music on the way to places, when they're going, like, when you're in gym and all these types of things, like, normally on the go, of course, like, you know, you listen to music in your house and stuff, but you're probably more so in your house watching Netflix videos and, like, doing other bits and pieces and stuff like that, so it might have been a bit weird if you kind of use your commute to listen to those new albums and that new playlist and stuff, and actually now your commute is the living room. It's just like
good point.
So I've still been listening to music, like stuff that
you never like, stop.
I think I just got to everything slower. Like, I was just not like just working through everything. Like, I think I just listened to the NHD album this week and I was like, okay, this was good. I was surprised because like 18 songs, and I did look at it and I was like, man, I'm probably tapping out at like 11. I don't even know how far I'm gonna get into it, because I'm looking at the track list and I'm like, okay, cool, all the singles are at the end, so I really gotta listen to all the new music or whatever. Listening to it and I was like, oh wow, like, obviously I was like, I'm not actually bored yet, because, and I was surprised, and I did get through I did listen to all of it, and it was pretty good. It was solid. Like, I don't feel like anything.
For a first mixtape, first project, very impressive. For a first mixtape, like, first project, it's very impressive.
Yeah, no, 1000%. Like, I was really, I don't know why I was surprised, because it's not as if they've been putting out music that's not been good. But I just think the length and the consistency was probably what caught me off guard. I was like, oh, this is really going. Like, all right, I enjoy that. Definitely, the NSG album.
I think that project would slap in the summer if we weren't in, like, lockdown or something.
I know, because it's like, we've got summer now, but we only had that, we had that 1 week that was super hot. That week was super hot, man, yeah. But NSG, Roots, that project is sick. But yeah, weirdly enough, impressed. You know, the Rated Awards, they announced their nominations, and NSG didn't get nominated for anything.
What?
Yeah, not Song of the Year.
How?
Not Breakthrough Artist. I'm not sure. Obviously, I don't know how. Of course, I mean, these are the things that happen with award shows, isn't it? Like, they put out nominations. Sometimes you feel they get it right. Sometimes you feel they miss the mark. People get snubbed. It's just the nature of.
That's what happens. They had a sold out UK tour. They had number one hit singles. Like, I don't get it. Why wouldn't they have been? I'm so confused.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. This is kind of how award shows go, isn't it? This is how award shows are. They put out nominees and people get snubbed, and NSG got snubbed. I mean, out of the categories, I would have thought that they would have been in maybe Male Artist of the Year, because DBE are in there. So if DBE are in there and they're two,
if they're in there as a threesome,
then I'm sure they could put them in there. But
no, that's cheeky.
They had Breakthrough of the Year, and I thought, yeah, they should probably be in there too. And of course, Track of the Year. They should have been in there for like options.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense at all.
Interesting, right?
I don't get that.
Like, not even for options, sorry, for like OT Bop, anything really. They should have been in there because it seems as if.
Straight away.
I don't know what the. You know, like with like. I don't know what the time frame for the Rated Awards is. So I don't know when they start counting things. So if they count it from like September 2019 to like February 2020 or something like that.
I don't know what time frame
they kind of use to kind of put people in. But I mean,
all those singles would have come out. I mean, if they base it off how they did it with the Brits, for example, all of that stuff would have come out within a year time frame.
So yeah, yeah. Usually it's within a year. So like, for example, like Album of the Year, the people that are in there are Odd Ads with Miss Skeen, Cadet, Rated Legend, J Hus, Big Conspiracy, JME, Grime MC, Kano, Hoodies All Summer, Krypton, Conan, Revengers Sweet, Mostack, Stacko, Skeptor, Chip and Young Ads. Insomnia, Sneakbone, Nine Lives, and Snort, and Stormzy, Heavy as the Head. So like,
because
I think Kano's Hoodies All Summer came out like.
Early it wasn't last year. It was year before last.
No, it was early last year.
Like beginning but of the year last year.
And then Stormzy's and like obviously they're. Is that music? Is that me or you? Oh no. what's it called? I was like, oh, I could hear music, and I was like, is that coming from me? Or where the hell is that coming from?
It's not me.
It's random. But yeah, anyway. But and then Stormzy's album came from like early. Was it this year?
Stormzy's album was early this year. Yes. No. Stormzy's album wasn't this year. Stormzy's album was last year.
Oh yeah, it's 2020. See, 2020's been weird.
Stormzy's album was last year, bro. That's what I'm saying. This is madness.
You sure?
Yeah, actually, let me even Google.
I mean, it was not this year. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Too much
has happened. I can't remember. I think it was this year because the Stormzy and Wiley thing was this year. So.
No, it was last year. Heavy as the Head was last year.
Wow. Okay.
I knew it. Heavy as the Head was last year.
Okay.
Wow. I don't
see. Anyway,
track
of the year.
Well, it was last year December, so fair enough.
All right, so it's kind of like this year then, basically.
Yeah.
Same thing. But what was I gonna say?
Yeah, I don't understand about them. NSG definitely
should have got a nomination, but they were. Oh, it's my phone. I was thinking. I was like, what the hell?
I can hear the music, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I can hear the music, but I was thinking, oh, nothing on my computer's playing, and then I was like, oh, okay, it's my phone. It's fine. Look, I was playing Daniel Caesar.
That's my guy, but when he's not talking.
Yeah, do we still talk about Daniel Caesar now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
100%. 100%.
Is it? Okay.
He suicided his own career, but still.
I know, that still, was, yeah.
It's actually, you know what? This is a side note. Daniel Caesar did was actually career suicide. Do you know why it's so annoying?
He did dare everybody, and they did it.
But let me tell you something about Daniel Caesar, which has really pissed me off. Daniel Caesar was en route to be the new gen of R&B, especially for males. The Freudian album was one of the best albums to come out of R&B in the last 10 years. And I still stand on that. That Freudian album was, like, it was remarkable. And then he decided to commit career suicide. And you know what's so annoying? There was no need for it. There was no need for it. It was so unprovoked. Silly guy, man. Stupid guy.
Now I don't see nothing about Daniel Caesar, like, at all.
No, he's been quiet. I think he's, like, I mean, Case Study 01, one of my favourite albums today.
I mean, that was a good album. But no one's ever going to hear it. Can't front. Case Study 01 it's like Goldlink, right? Like, I really liked Goldlink. Yes. And then he said all that shit about Goldlink.
Goldlink is another one. It's one that? He's one, like, do you know who's becoming like that now? Who needs to be careful? Meek Mill. He's talking too much.
Oh, Meek Mill and Young Ads tweet exactly the same. Whenever Young Ads is on Twitter and he tweets, I always think to myself, he and Meek are like the same person to me, almost. Like, I'm like, there's just a way that they word things. Yeah, that I'm like, but Meek, nah. I mean, did you see one of these outlets, actually, they said that Meek was accused of basically saying that Meek's got ghostwriters.
You're joking.
Yeah, cold
hearted. After the noise was making.
Cold hearted. This is what I'm saying. Cold hearted. And I can't believe that, really. Like, I'm not jumping to it. Like, I don't believe it. But Cold Hearted 2, I think they said apparently he stole lyrics for that. And then another tune as well, he stole lyrics for as well.
That's not really ghostwriting, though. I can't lie to you. The essence of ghostwriting. Stealing lyrics is just
underhanded. Well, I mean, not stealing lyrics. Let me see if I can find the link. But I thought that was interesting. I was like, Meek, what?
That's shocking.
I'm sorry, you did a lot.
That's very shocking. Streets. You did a lot in these streets. The beef that you pulled with Drake was, listen, you had a whole ass war because of it. So if you're doing the same thing that you were making noise about, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I remember around that time anyway, there was, like, kind of rumours that Meek had been annoyed because, like, Quentin Miller wouldn't work with him and he wanted him to, like, do some hooks and stuff like that. So kind of seeing it did make me think about that, and I was thinking, oh, okay, what's going on here? But, yeah, apparently 100 Summers, which is, like, my favourite tune off of Championships, and Cold Hearted 2, flipping crazy.
As long as it wasn't what's my favorite 100
Summers
is
my favorite tune for Championships, and they're saying that the lyrics aren't his. I can't deal.
I'll tell you what my favorite tune on the album is, which still is till today, is Oodles and Noodles Babies. Meek slapped, like, he actually slapped and snapped on that song. Like, anyway, that's one of my favorite Meek albums, and I know. Okay. That's one of my favourite Meek albums, but that song, listen, it's stupid. The way that he killed it.
Noodles. So yeah, Meek. I'm not jumping at that one. Can't lie, not jumping at that one like that, you know?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Meek's done enough for me to think,
It'd be interesting. But then again, there's this line between what is a ghostwriter and what is, well, plagiarism.
A ghostwriter is more. What's the line? The line is that a ghostwriter is uncredited.
Yes, but the problem is that, you know, for example, if you take what might be with what happened with Cold Hearted 2, where you might have bit a couple of lyrics here and there or whatever, that to me, I don't get how
that's not necessary. That's not ghostwriting, right? So, like, if you're in the studio and someone gives you a line in the studio of you lot creating, that's not necessarily ghostwriting. So I think, I can't remember it now off the top of my head, but I know there's a Nas tune, and it's one of Nas's popular tunes, and I think his brother gave him the first line. It might even be New York State of Mind, if, you know, my memory's in that ballpark, and his brother gave him, like, the first opening line on that. Well, not that tune specifically, but it is a song that Nas says, yeah, his brother gave him that line, just, like, off of creating and stuff. So I don't think that counts as ghostwriting. But of course, whole verses and tunes with obviously with the reference tracks and stuff like that. And if the person is uncredited, which was kind of one of the issues with the Drake situation, right? Quentin Miller was, like, credited, but you never know what someone Kanye gives credits out. If you come and deliver pizza to the studio, it gives you a credit. Like, on that. He gives you a writing credit if you come and deliver pizza to the studio. Like,
Sorry, side note. Have you heard Kanye's new tune?
Yeah. It's bang.
I kind of liked it, you know?
It bangs. Like,
I kind of liked
I saw a lot of people comparing the vibe of it to like Yeezus, and I like that everyone's coming around to Yeezus now because Yeezus was amazing.
It wasn't a good album. I'm a Kanye stan.
Yeah, I know.
I listened to it the other day because I had to do some playlists for someone.
Okay, cool.
I was taking it in a little bit and I was like, okay, yeah. Bounce 2 is still ridiculous. I'll take it as it is. Bound 2, man.
Like, everyone, that's the... I know that was the one that everyone was like, man, Bound 2, that's what I needed. But are we forgetting?
Yep.
You're forgetting Hold My Liquor. What's it called? Obviously, Blood on the Leaves. Yeah. Come on, like, we want to talk about Blood on Bound Leaves, 2.
Yeah,
I kind of almost don't like Bound 2 because of how much everyone who just didn't want to like Yeezus just held on to Bound 2. It's like, you guys being ridiculous.
Do you know what? I think the thing about Yeezus, though, is that it takes such a turn away from what we know.
I know. But that's why it was hard.
It's a complete...
Like,
and especially
opening
because...
up with a track like On Sight, like the way that just it's sick. It's so good.
Oh, I can't do it, man.
New Slaves. Oh, man, it was so good. But anyway, new tune. Yeah. Sick.
Yeah, new tune slapped. New tune slapped.
I mean,
if he brings out music like that for his next one, because I'm telling you, the last album he put out was awful.
I mean, the one tune that I liked on that Jesus is King album was just the Follow God tune. That was hot. Like, that was the...
Follow God was a banger. Oh, and there's a tune with Fred Hammond, which is a banger.
Okay, I think that was the only song that I liked on there. So, I mean, you know, this tune was kind of... I don't know if there's, like, experimental gospel or anything like that. I'm not really sure, but...
This was a good song, though. I must say, I was very impressed.
I'm here, you know, and he did that. And he announced he did a gap deal as well, which was, I was like...
Dope. The guy came out of debt, and now he's absolutely rolling it. So
yeah, man. You know, he's doing this thing. But, Kanye's, you know, complicated, and at times can be disappointing, but you know.
Yep, that's about right. That's what it is with musicians though.
You just gotta know, like, you know.
Can we talk about something? Because this is a complete side note. Can we discuss what happened with J. Cole and No Name? Because that was quite a significant thing that happened. Did you not see what happened?
I did see what happened. I was up, like, and I was baffled. I was like, oh, like,
it was wild.
I was confused because I didn't see her. I never saw the tweet that she sent out about originally, like, about, oh, you know, your favorite rappers are out here. They use Black Plight for their whole discography, but they don't. They can't even send a tweet. Which I think on the last time we did, like, our last episode, we talked about this whole thing of, like, you know, placing all this emphasis on celebrities and artists talk. Or tweet, and you know, if someone's uninformed or they don't have the right, you know, information, or they're just not comfortable, then you shouldn't really want them to chat, because then you have, like, you know, then you get them in a situation and now they're apologizing, now you're looking at them funny, like, Ovi's no longer you lot's king, like, it's all kind of like it's all over the place, like, because you know now it's gone all, it's all weird, and we spoke about that. So, I was just gonna say, when I heard the song that J. Cole put out, I did tweet, like, yikes, like, read the room, my guy, like.
let me be honest, yeah. I agree with you about the reading the room part, but here's my issue, yeah.
Mm.
Let's just be frank. All if right. it was a guy who did what No Name did, no one would really be saying read the room.
Of course not.
The reason why I'm saying that is not just because he's a guy, but because that's just how hip hop runs. It always happens.
Of course.
Someone will tweet something, someone will say something, a guy will reply back with something. You see what I'm saying? So it's like,
and he even says it in the tune, right? Like, he says, I don't know if she's tweeting about me, but it made me fall away, which I thought.
Yes. On top of that, though, Eb, yeah?
So I'm just going to save this on it.
You know what's deep about the whole song is? If you listen to it, he didn't diss her once. Do you know that? If you listen to Snow on the... If you listen to Snow on the Bluff, it's not actually a diss. He's actually more... It's almost like... Which is why I know that people are just reactive, because that's just how the world is now.
I mean, people...
But if you listen to the song for what it is, if you break it down, he was almost talking about himself. Yeah, but it's very simple. Like, he's literally saying to himself, like, I'm not as knowledgeable as you. I don't have the resources as you.
Right.
What you're saying is actually true, but, like... Don't attack me, is all I'm saying, because we're on the same team. He's right.
But the timing of it was just nuts. Like, really, Cole, like, you know.
I don't know. Look, I agree with it, but
I know what you're trying to say, but it was kind of like, it was a misfire. Let's just call it that. It was a misfire. In any other context or any other time, it makes sense. It's the way
you think so. Because it's a bit debatable. Hear me out, in this time it's difficult, you can say he didn't read the room and it's a sensitive time, stuff like that. Yes, I agree with you. However, if we go back, even let's just say this was a year ago, because of the fact of how much we're trying to dismantle patriarchy, and I don't want to get into this deep debate, but but you see what I mean? Like, because it's always been a constant to dismantle patriarchy and bring down this systematic thing, I don't necessarily think it would have been different a year ago, because us who talk about hip-hop and no hip-hop would be able to say...
Yeah, go on.
I was saying that us that talk about hip-hop and no hip-hop... Us who talk about hip-hop and no hip-hop will know that this would be normal in hip-hop. In a normal setting, this is how it goes. There's no... This isn't about misogyny or whatever. This is just how it goes. But it's more highlighted now because of the time that we're in and because the situation has happened. So I feel like if it was a year ago, because of the way social media has been set up, I feel like maybe there would have been... It still would have had the same intensity, although it would have been different because the time would have been different.
It would have been different in that regard. More so, what I was going to say was just the sentiment of what he was talking about. What he was talking about in the record in terms of just saying, you know, of course, I don't have as much knowledge as you. Maybe, you know, instead of potentially like berating me for not having as much knowledge as you, you should share it with me. Right now, it came across like, I think I said to my friend, I was like, why is Cole coming with these teach me bars? Like, go away. like, this is not the time for teach me bars, bro. Like, what is going on?
So then,
on what you said about patriarchy and then, of course, him being a successful male in hip hop, speaking or perceived to be speaking down to a woman in hip hop, who's of course said something that's rubbed him the wrong way, and him kind of saying, you know, watch your tone. You know, talk to me nice, and I didn't like the way you said that. You need to say that a little bit nicer to me.
That's not what he said. He said, see, and this is my debate. That Queen's Tone bar. That to me, I'm obviously you have to almost like.
But
Queen's Tone bar, when he said something about the Queen's Tone bar, he didn't even say watch your tone. He just literally said,
I know he didn't.
It's the
say
way
what,
that you
I,
said
I,
it.
I know he didn't.
Do you know what I'm
say
saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Again, the way people say things is kind of everything, right?
But so it's not the way you say it. It's not the way that you say it. It's the way it's perceived.
So I saw a funny tweet like maybe a couple of days after that, where someone was just like, Queen. I think the girl. She tweeted. She went. Oh, like Queen is just bitch in a headscarf. And I was just like,
that's Evelyn, that's rubbish.
But you know what,
Evelyn, that's rubbish.
I was like, hold on, what? So you know, like, I must have come, so when that call stuff was going on, yeah, I must have come off Twitter, and then like a couple days later or whatever, I've come on, and then I've seen, you know, Queen is nothing but a bitch in a headscarf. Yeah, I was like, huh? What did I miss? What's going on?
Oh my god.
I thought, you know, I was like, oh shit, I can't look at Queen the same anymore. Don't come around here calling me Queen. It's like you know, it's like once upon a time, like, sis was like a term of endearment, but the way you might say that might just mean bitch, like, you know.
Yeah, no, like, okay. Look, I my point is, I do agree with you. Like, I'm generally not even debating what your point is saying. I generally do agree. And ultimately, there's an argument around reading the room and timing.
Of course.
I honestly think that's the only issue. That
particular week was.
It was a bad week, man. With everything that was happening. Rihanna Taylor week, and so many trans women were being murdered. It just was. Yeah, I get it. I get
the
it.
American protester.
Oh yeah. It was a bad week.
It was a terrible week.
But I didn't like.
So it was a terrible week for Cole to just be like, teach me. And then I was like, that's why I said, you know, the one thing I did tweet out that time, I was like, yikes, my, like, yo, woo, what are you doing? You misfired, and at the same time you misfired, Lil Baby came through with the biggest protest anthem. Like, I would have never called that. Yeah. I wouldn't have called that.
It would have been better for him to do almost a little bit what Lil Baby did, because that's what the thing is. If you look at J. Cole's history, before the protesting, but the thing about J. Cole is, even when it's not a trend, he's talking about Black Lives Matter. He's talking about institutional racism. It's been his life.
That's fine. Like, I mean,
that's the thing. But people are saying that now, but at the time when he's doing that, he's always getting mocked for it. He's always getting mocked. If you read the memes, tweets, he'll still get mocked. That's Cole. No, he's not boring. Shut up.
I mean, I'm saying that's why he's boring. That's why people are saying he's boring. I'm a Cole
no,
fan.
No. But are you specifically saying that he's boring, though?
Huh?
Are you specifically saying he's boring?
I didn't say it. I meant it as in...
I hear you still.
However, in this particular situation, suddenly, I feel like all the people that were even saying he was boring were just really wanting to rally against No Name, which speaks to just, you know, especially men. You look like some men just really just want to talk down on women at any given opportunity. Yeah, it doesn't even matter if they were on the thingy. Cole is boring. Oh, you know, but he's been
Come
out of here.
It was very interesting.
That was loaded. That whole situation was very weird. Then she did come back with her tune, and yeah, and then Cole said, "Hey, I don't read."
So, I don't read books, nigga.
He's like, I'm not out here reading. he didn't say he doesn't read. He's not as well read, or something like that. Teach me and I don't read. Oh man, do the work.
I can't even help you. That's a tough crowd.
I was just like, at that point, you just got to do the work in it, like, because it's not the time for that. He was in his feelings, and I think that was it. It was just in his feelings.
No, I agree.
And he says so. But, he's not coming in my feelings about this.
Well, I was going to say, on to No Signal.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to them. I don't know what happened, but I haven't listened to or checked any battles or anything since, like, I don't know. I haven't tuned into anything, but I see everything that they're doing, and I think it's sick.
So the issue comes around is that someone had randomly tweeted that, you know what, the GoFundMe, they said that what they were asking for was quite ambitious.
Based on what?
You know, well, based on their own opinion, not of based course, on anything
Twitter,
else, but their
Twitter.
Of course, because that's what happens with opinions. That's what a lot of the, you know, these takes are based on opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a side
note. I mean,
so they've come and said, they've come, you know, at the end of the day, no one's got a gun to your head and is telling you to donate. No one. This is what donation is. It is by choice. They've come and said, you know, why are they asking for so much? You know, if they're, you know, it's revenue bad, and they, all this stuff, all this economical, you know, systematic, whatever. And I just went to myself, when I saw it, I was like, why not? Okay.
If, that's a person if that you didn't care pay that £13.70 that day.
They definitely didn't pay that £13.70. I'm telling you, they spent it that day because I didn't get it. If you don't want to donate, why don't you just ignore it? Because you know what, yeah? Let me tell you something that's mad, yeah? And someone had tweeted this, but it's so true. If you look at it, when we are ever in these opportunities to create these spaces where literally all that's required is monetary value, people are always scrutinizing black companies. And what I mean by this is that...
That's why Black Pounding was dope.
But this is what I'm saying to you. But this is, like, if you take it for a side note, if you look at all of the companies that have done, you know, GoFundMes or fundraisers or whatever...
Yeah.
People don't scrutinize like that. You know why? Because the
community
understands.
What's that fundraiser that they did? What's that fundraiser that everyone, like, it was an activism one, and people donated, like, money to it, and then they said, we're giving it to, like, influencers or, like, activist influencers. Did you see that?
Was that recent?
So, yeah, so there was a fund to fund some activists. I don't know exactly what they do and the rest of it, but they're like, I guess they've got like big, like, I guess like Twitter profiles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they donated money, but then part of the small print was that the money was just going to be distributed between like 15 quote unquote Twitter people.
You're joking.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I don't have all the information on that, so if anyone that did see that kind of happen on Twitter,
that's interesting.
If I've explained that wrong, just like let us know. But
you see, when I saw the tweets and stuff like, I was like, you know what, man, this is what's so frustrating, because if you put aside your even if that's the case where you have these concerns or whatever, put that aside for a minute. If you look at what No Signal has done in the past 3 months, if you just use that as a barometer, that
quarantine
alone is to tell you, it literally, like, that alone is to tell you, you know what, if I'm debating about whether I want to invest, if I look at what they've actually done, in 3 months, they've managed to literally, like, provide entertainment in one of the worst times in the past 10 to 20 years. They've managed to do that off their own accord, in their bedroom, no money, no finance, nothing. It was genius, of course it was. So it's like, even when you look at that,
that
should be enough.
That is black genius at its finest, quite frankly.
That's black excellence at its finest, 100%.
The execution of it, down to brand materials, to the way the shows are run, to then how they, of course, eventually built up to having, like, some public figures, Ian Wright, Julia Zanuga, etc., those people on the shows. Then the broadcasting itself during the day, like, come on, man, like,
come on, man. I just don't even, like, and I it really baffles me as to what you're trying to achieve. At the end of the day, if someone out there wants to provide that kind of, and this is the thing, but the issue is money, this is the thing. They were very specific on where the money is going to. So they weren't even just saying, give us this money because we're just going to use it. They were so clear and accountable as to what they need the money for. So I was just like, okay, if they didn't have a plan, I could kind of understand why maybe you had this criticism or whatever. But they actually did. When you open the GoFundMe, it's so, so clear. And actually what they're asking for is actually, again, it's for the benefit of not just the community, but people are getting jobs, people are getting paid, people are being provided with income. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
that's what we want.
I saw a few comments saying that they should, where people are donating money, they should be allowed to have, like, shares or some type of actual return on their investment. No. I'm asking you where you fall on that, because I saw that.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I thought that was a little bit weird because it was a GoFundMe. So obviously, GoFundMe is, it's not, you know.
Yeah, it's not. If that's what they put, if they're looking in for the, investors, the fine print, sure, then yeah,
gone a different
they're
route.
If they're looking for investors, and we
would have never heard about it.
Exactly. You know? Thank you. Exactly. But that's not what they're asking. They're asking. Yeah. They're literally saying, the community which we provided entertainment to,
yeah,
can you help us out? Because we've done it off of our own back. We've used our own resources. We've used our own time. We've used our own, and we've done that for you. And we're just basically saying, can you help us as a community who you've said this has been beneficial to you? I don't see what issues. But you know how it's exactly like you said. Someone has an opinion.
I mean, yeah, it always happens like this anyway. There's always, like you said, I think you said it correctly in that there's always a higher critique for black businesses, movements, creatives, etc., than there is for everyone else.
And I think it's a big problem just in general that, you know, it's not even about people that are providing stuff that's mediocre. It's the fact that you're actually doing the best that you can and your scrutiny is a lot higher just because you're black. And this is exactly what we're talking about.
The customer service thing is a big one. I always see
it's a big one. Like, it's huge. It's huge.
Service, but you're on Twitter like tweeting whoever saying, I haven't received an order update about, like, oh, it hasn't been sent to me. Oh, Hermes, you don't do this, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, all the time. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, chasing your orders. You're chasing the company to give you what you paid for. But it's,
honestly,
it's a fine line.
It is. I agree.
It's not to say that it's not to say that anyone should be exempt from, if you have poor customer service.
Like, of course not.
And it's not, and other things.
It's just basically, like, even, but like, it's just even basically with, saying even like, the, like no, it's just basically saying like, just because I'm black does not mean that there's almost like, it's almost saying like, because of the color of my skin, I have to achieve a higher standard because it's more difficult for me. And I find that whole narrative so, like, I just find it like bewildering sometimes, because I just think, for someone who's performing at a standard, the same standard someone who's white or Asian or Chinese, whatever, if they're performing at that same standard, they're heavily more scrutinized because of the color of their skin. And I just find that very brutal. And again, it's not just outside of a community, it's our community that's doing that.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I'm not really talking about everybody else. I'm just talking about us. Like, because that's where the tension is with it between us.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, no, seriously.
But yeah, no, big up No Signal. And big if you can donate to their GoFundMe and you support what they're doing, just drop a young five pound.
Yeah, man.
Young. I think you can even drop a pound, right? Like, I mean,
yeah, it's not, literally it's, anything. You can just drop a pound and go. You know, no one even knows. You just that's it.
You can even be anonymous. Like, it doesn't matter. And if you're not on it, because radio is not your thing, and that's cool. That's cool too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know. Just.
But yeah, man. No, it was a good episode, man. This was fun, man.
For real. It was good. We just kept it short and sweet.
Yeah, buddy. I'm about to go and get my drink on.
Yeah, of course you are. of course you are. I see you with a wine glass, you know. But yeah, no.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be back. Fingers crossed we'll be back in the studio.
Yeah, we'll actually do a studio episode and we may have somebody with us. Way.
Yes,
you
know? Yes. But yes, subscribe and like TBH Podcast Peeps. Cool. We're out here.
Peace.
Take care.